You may not see it day to day, but at the end of a two-term presidency, the country has changed a bit, especially on the technology front. Expectations have changed. Two veterans of federal IT join me now with what they think the challenges will be for the new crew. Richard Spires, former Homeland Security CIO, is CEO of Learning Tree International. Alan Baloudis, a former Commerce Department CIO, is Senior Director and Distinguished Fellow at Cisco Systems. Good to have you on, Richard.
Thanks, Tom. It's great to be on.
And Alan?
Well, thank you, Tom. Good to hear your voice this morning.
And I think we've all watched this whole eGov genesis change over the years to where, you know, had one carnation in the Clinton administration, something different in the Bush administration, and now in the Obama administration. They have moved the football down to, while I'm adding to my metaphors here. What are the challenges on the tech front for the next crew comes in, regardless of who it is?
Well, I'd like to put it on two tracks. One track is the how can government do a better job of spending, investing, managing roughly the $100 billion it spends each year on IT. That's the role of a Tony Scott or several of his predecessors. And then how can technology transform the way government operates and delivers services to the citizens, more the role and responsibility of a chief technology officer. So on the first, to just get it started, I think a lot remains undone. And I give great credit to the cast of characters, especially Tony, who have led this effort. But there's still a lot of work to do in security and cyber mobility, especially with the increasing proliferation of devices. We've only started in on analytics, big data, and there's lots to do in cloud and the full implementation of the FITARA legislation, which is just 2 years old.
All right. And Richard, of course, in your perch at Learning Tree, you see what the educational demands are for IT in the federal government. That must give you a clue as to what the challenges are.
Yes, Tom, and picking up on what Alan said, I would agree with his points, and of course, it all starts with people, and our ability, and you know, we contract a lot out in the federal government. There's nothing wrong with contracting out work, but you still need a cadre of individuals within these IT organizations and more generally within these agencies to oversee and to make sure this stuff is managed appropriately. And I think that's been one of the biggest challenges in federal IT over the last few decades. We just have not advanced the ball the way we've needed to in IT management. And that's both a people issue as far as a skill set, as well as an authority and the leverage of let's say, proven practices. And, you know, I've been very heartened by the fact that FITARA was passed, and I would agree with Alan's point about that. I think Tony Scott and his team working across the federal government have done a good job of getting it started, the implementation. But as we cross the administration boundary, you know, and we move into a new administration, the challenge is going to be, you know, how do we not only keep that momentum, but actually accelerate that momentum to ensure better IT outcomes in the future.
And Alan, you mentioned service to the citizen, which is, you know, a dated
right.
term in some ways, but what they're talking about now is so-called customer experience and journey mapping and all these newfangled things.
Yeah, citizen-centric government and the appointment of chief customer officers, and yes.
So where does that take us, do you think? Implicit in that is the need for data analysis to inform the way the interactions work with the citizens.
I think that provides us a powerful tool. I think the more central critical path point is putting the citizen or putting the customer, in case the customer is a business or a local government or the like, at the center, at the starting point, and kind of building out from there, which requires in government kind of pulling the sock inside out from the way we've approached it to date. But I think it gives us all kinds of information about how to better serve. It also gives the citizen a whole set of new opportunities to participate more fully in government activities and guide and direct them, especially on the local and state government fronts.
And Richard, one of the other big tech trends is the use of agile development, and you see this in more and more corporations, and the federal government talks about it. Is it a service or is it a technology?
in some sense, it's both. I mean, there's agile development methodologies, which you can think of as a service, but just having a culture of agility and having tool sets that enable that, and back to the customer service aspect, you know, being able to get to the point where you really are serving that customer, that citizen, more effectively by understanding their needs and then adapting in an agile manner to meet those needs is something the government needs to move to. I want to make one other point that, you know, one of the big problems we have with better government service to citizens is the fact that we've got this albatross of many, many legacy systems, Tom, that is sucking up a lot of the IT budgets of these organizations, these agencies, and it makes it very, very hard to be agile. And so this idea of IT modernization is something that we can't lose track of. We've got to continue, I believe, to push on that, even though it's difficult. You know, the success rate isn't what you'd like it to be, but it's something that if we're going to transform government, we need to take on that, because we've just got so many of these antiquated systems that don't enable agencies to be agile.
And what about this $3.1 billion proposed modernization fund? That seems like something that Congress could kick in to make sure that these initiatives do have legs from one administration to the other.
Yeah, I think there are mixed prospects there. I'm very supportive of the initiative, and I'm glad to say that Cisco was one of a number of companies that spoke out in support of it. But the bill has now been introduced in the House. Minority Whip Hoyer is seeking sponsors. There's at least similar legislation on the Senate side of the House. So I think if we're really going to turn the corner on the point Richard made, where 75% roughly of that $100 billion goes into supporting legacy systems as opposed to new applications and new, more agile and responsive citizen-centric systems, we need to do something that will change the game. And I think that is one thing that does it.
And what about attracting people at the high level? Because a lot of CIOs will change over, and the federal CIO will change over. What's attractive to would-be people to come in and try to change things in the federal government, Richard?
Yeah, Tom. I was one of those individuals that had spent 20 plus years in my career in the private sector before entering government, and I was attracted to government because of the mission and the chance to help. And you know, it's an incredible mission across all these agencies, and I think it comes to leadership from the new administration. If the new administration, whoever it is, comes in and says, you know, this is important, improving the way the government operates day in and day out is important, and IT and the use of technology to help in that is very important, then I think you can attract some of the best and brightest across this country to come serve. You know, it's people want to know, though, that they can come in and they're going to have a real chance to make a difference. And that comes from the top. That comes from these agency leaders, these secretaries or other directors. If it's important to them, then you can attract the very best talent.
Yeah, I'd put a little different spin on it. The government has been able to attract first-rate people. Tony Scott, Russell Deo at Homeland, Laverne Council at VA, Ann Duncan at EPA, et cetera. So I'm not so worried about that as I am that we get people in to those CIO jobs that want to be a CIO as that position is outlined in the FITARA legislation. I think we still have too many people in those jobs who just want to be the director of information resource management, just want to run the infrastructure and take care of the secretary's BlackBerry and not be an agent of change and drive some of these initiatives that we've just talked about. There are too many placeholders in those jobs today, and I hope that does change in the new administration.
All right. Any final comments, Richard?
Well, I'm excited to see that we are coming up on administration change. I'm very excited about what's happening in federal IT from the standpoint we've finally got new legislation in FITARA that seems to be getting some traction. I think it's a linchpin to actually drive the kind of change we need. It's not, I mean, I've seen some wonderful things happen in government, IT, and when things align, you know, magic can happen. And I don't see any reason why we can't do that again across many agencies and use Vitara together with a new administration that takes this seriously. If we can pull those two things together, I think we can have a lot of success going forward.
All right, Alan, and final word.
Yeah, I would just call out a report that Richard and I worked on along with a number of other seasoned executives from government and industry, Roger Baker, Rich Butel, Woody Hall, Scott Hastings, Mark Forman, Dave McClure, and the like. And it was done under the guidance of the Meritoc group.
That's the one that mentions iconoclasts.
An iconoclast in Greek is a breaker of old visions. So it tries to lay out a very ambitious, aggressive tech agenda for the next administration, regardless of who steps in.
Alan Balutis is Senior Director and Distinguished Fellow at Cisco Systems. Richard Spires is CEO of Learning Tree International. Thank you both so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.